This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Michael Yon, the preeminent open border expert, will be joining us in the third hour. Open phones this hour, ton of news, but Roger Stone held over to finish up some points. You got cut off for the break. Getting into national polls for candidates, I wanted to get your take on what they're going to do with Biden, because he was out of his mind when he got elected or stole the election 2.5 years ago. Now he doesn't know what planet he's on. And other key tidbits you want to impart, Roger, and how folks find your amazing 5 p.m. Eastern show every day.
Well, Alex, I thought that the nature of Joe Biden's reelection announcement, doing it video, no events, no announcement tour, no rallies, no fundraising events, that tells me that that announcement was a holding action, the purpose of which was to freeze the field where it is so that, say, for example, Gavin Newsom does not move forward. I still believe at the end of the day, it's a measure of how the actual Hunter Biden laptop investigation rolls out, whether or not the Department of Justice and the Internal Revenue Service are shielding him from prosecution, whether he gets prosecuted. So Democrats have kind of two factors. One, the growingly uneven, shall we say, performance of Joe Biden in the role of president and in public, combined with the encroaching corruption of his entire family, may make him completely and totally unreelectable, in which case I stand by my prediction made here on InfoWars that the party will turn to Michelle Obama as their strongest candidate. I still believe that is true. The fact that they've changed the Democratic Party lineup to essentially do away with their historic Iowa caucuses, do away with the New Hampshire primary, their process jump starts in South Carolina, where African American voters dominate the Democratic primary. Michelle Obama considers that her native state. The convention is going to be in Chicago. She could raise a couple $100 million in just weeks. I still believe that she will be their candidate. I also believe she will be their strongest candidate.
Roger, what other wild cards are out there?
Well, you know, it remains to be seen. I did this Reawaken America tour event this weekend in Doral. It was great. But I have never seen the kind of ferocious attacks. You mentioned this at the top of the hour. White supremacists, anti-Semites, Nazis, bigots, racists. No, we are none of those things. In fact, we specifically denounce those ideologies or those tropes or those repugnant ideas. But that's what they're down to. They're really down to the politics of insult and the politics of destruction. They would have us believe that they think that any child should be aborted right up to the moment of delivery, but we're the extremists, for example.
Well, Roger, what we know is this. We are living in an incredibly exciting time right now, and this election coming up is going to be insane, absolutely insane.
Is the last best hope for man? Is the last best hope for this country, indeed, for Western civilization? That's why I'm all in for Donald Trump. Is he perfect? No, he's not perfect. Is he head and shoulders above anyone else? Yes, and I really believe he got an education in his first term. I think he'd be a very different, in fact, better president in his second term, and I do think, because I believe in the Kim Clement prophecy, he will get that second term. So, Alex, thanks for having me today. I did want to celebrate exoneration for both Donald Trump and myself, and remind folks that you can see me every day at 5 o'clock Eastern at StoneZone.live, StoneZone.live. Tune in today. I have Dr. Kirk Elliott talking about the economy, and, of course, we're going to break down the impact of the Durham report.
All right, Roger Stone, Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to take your calls in this hour, but I want to come back with a clip of Joe Rogan yesterday talking about the Patriot Front, what obvious feds they are. Oh, my gosh, folks. There's new footage of them attacking a camera guy who identified who they were. These guys are 100% working for the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL. We're going to play that clip when we come back, get the toll-free number out, and take your calls. In fact, I'm giving the number out now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look at these guys. Where's the fat people? How come they're all wearing the same clothes? Do that again. What the fuck is this? Is that, have you ever seen anything that looks more like feds? Tell me that doesn't look like feds. Right?
It's like the 101st Airborne.
Bro, look at this. These guys are all runners. These guys look like they just got out of Buds.
I mean,
look. The fuck out of here. Look at this. The fuck out of here. How do they all have, like, uniformed outfits on? They have the same color pants for the most part. Very little variation. They have tan or brown pants. Dark blue shirts with a fucking stupid flag on it. This asshole's got a drum. Back that up. Look at the fucking drum. Bitch, are you Paul Revere? What the fuck are you doing with that drum? He's walking around with a band drum.
It's
like
white
a high
power drum line.
This is so stupid, it hurts my feelings. They have the same fucking size flags, the same white coloring on their face, the same tan hats on. Get the fuck out of here.
And why are they wearing masks, by the way?
Like, because they're cowards.
Right.
Or they're feds.
Yeah.
Like... What was the thing recently where they found out that a great percentage of the people...
The Michigan thing.
Yes. Explain that. These are the people that were trying to kidnap the governor.
I don't know. I didn't cover the story, but basically it was an attempt to kidnap Governor Whitmer, right?
Yeah.
And they found out that a high percentage of the people involved were FBI informants.
I just sent Jamie this. It's the greatest meme. They're all dressed up like Spider-Man, and all of them says fed, another fed, and then one says some autistic, some poor guy that they trick into doing something.
It was notorious in the 60s and 70s, this idea of having, you know, agents provocateurs in the crowd when they had COINTELPRO.
Yes.
And the assassination of Fred Hampton, the infiltration of the Black Panthers, like, you know, all this stuff. It was understood that the FBI did this stuff. Now, suddenly, people on the left disbelieve instantly that this happens.
Oh, so you...
Your video is saving us? That's not acceptable.
This is a public place.
Your video is trying to get us in trouble, sir.
I need a cop.
Go find one. I'm deleting the video.
No, nope. You're not going to touch
nope,
my
you're
phone.
Not, you're not taking a video of us.
I look, my mask down. I recognize you.
Yeah, I know you do.
So give me my phone.
I'm deleting the video.
We need to go. I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in to the Capitol. Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been on the air 29 years. And in the first 10 years I was on air, the feds tried to infiltrate my organization. And I would go out and do events, and they would show up and do all sorts of stuff. So I learned about it very, very quickly. And I did a lot of things that exposed them. But the fact that Joe Rogan gets it now is a very, very good thing. The Patriot Front is run by the globalists. Their leaders are controlled. They get some useful idiots to join them. But it's a bunch of people going through their ROTC at college or about to get a job at the FBI. Let's pull up the famous photos of a rally outside the Capitol a few weeks after January 6th. There were hundreds of young men wearing the same watches, the same shoes, so they could all identify each other, out there posing as patriots. And that's guys in the FBI Academy. I mean, that's what they, in fact, they identified some of them as that. And that's who they are. But after that happened, they said, okay, we're going to put masks on, and we're going to go out and do all of our white supremacy stuff, and the public's going to believe it. And that's what this is, synthetic garbage. And the good news is everyone sees through it. So they thought coming after me, lawfaring me to not talk about this stuff would shut us down. The good news is the whole public gets it now. This is feds. Even in Idaho, they had staged arrest of them. The charges were all dropped for a photo op, and the cops left their mask on them and put them in the police cars in their mask. Under local law, national law, you don't do that. They got to protect their identities so people don't find out who they are. Something this organized, I would say they're all feds. You know, even Texas Monthly, back when it was a half-decent publication 25 years ago, did stories how they investigated the KKK and found out that you go to a KKK rally, they would go to it, and the leader, the Grand Dragon, was a KKK. The Grand Cyclops, that's the guy under him, was a KKK, was a Fed. So the head KKK guy and all their adjuncts were Feds. And it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. And they staged this because there's no real white supremacy other than a lunatic goes and shoots up a South Carolina church. That was real. Or a guy goes in and shoots up a black grocery store mainly. Horrible. It's real. There are some lunatics. Turned out both those people had federal handlers. It came out in the news. So are there real lunatic white supremacists? Absolutely. Do they attack? Yeah. It's like very rare, but it still goes on. And so what happens is local jurisdictions get hooked up with the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. They get money. They get told, wink, wink, we're doing a drill. Arrest these guys. The charges will be dropped. Because people weren't taking the Patriot Front serious the last few years. So in Idaho, where they have massive, you know, anti-white supremacist funding, this is folks are going there to hide and be away from tyranny. Remember, having it really rich. They used somebody to infiltrate the, quote, white supremacists. So they go to Randy Weaver, who recently passed, great patriot, Green Beret, and they say, we'll give you tens of thousands of dollars a month just to infiltrate this group. And he said, I don't want to. So then they found out he sold a shotgun at a gun show. They said, we're going to take him to jail, put a warrant out, went and killed his wife, killed his kids. You know the rest of the story. But they do it over and over and over and over and over again. Remember the Viper Militia? It was a meth-dealing motorcycle gang on the West Coast. The feds didn't have a real militia that was criminal. So they infiltrated it. They led it for several years. They gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then they busted them as soon as they could call it a militia. So you'd have a headline, meth-dealing militia planned all these attacks. It's the same story over and over and over again. This is what they do. And it's shameful. It's absolutely criminal in my view. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers on the UN saying we got rid of the last COVID emergency because we're getting ready for a new pandemic that targets children. Hey, print me that Bill Gates article. I forgot that. We're talking about the Durham report, confirming what we already knew, that the feds made it all up and the CIA was involved. We can talk about the Russia situation, Ukraine. We can talk about the economy. We can talk about Patriot Front. We can talk about AI. We can talk about all of it. I've got so much news I haven't gotten to that I'm going to intersperse coming up here today. But the good news is everybody's Alex Jones now, or at least a large portion of the population. It's not just Joe Rogan. It's not just Tucker Carlson. It's not just Steve Bannon. It's not just Jack Posobiec. It's not just Charlie Kirk. It's not just Drew Hernandez. It's not just Owen Schroyer. It is the general public now figures out who gains, what's the history, how's this work, how's this scam work, and now our people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, are everywhere. Are everywhere. Saying, we don't want to be part of this. We see what's going on. And once you see it, somebody can't be told about the Matrix, like Morpheus says. You got to see it for yourself. And once you see the Matrix, there is no going back from that. That's an exciting point to be at historically with humanity. So we got so much news today. Woo! We've only reached 30% of the show. So there's so much more coming up. Please be Paul Revere's. Tell folks tune in now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Prelude to some of the other stuff we're going to be covering here today. Cable news ratings dropped to all-time low in their history of CNN. They have less viewers than Newsmax. That's exciting. Old video of E. Jean Carroll, the one that says Trump raped her. The jury found him not guilty, but said he's not allowed to say he's innocent. Confirms she's a wackadoodle in a crazy video we're going to air. We've got a bunch of chilling videos where women now tell 8-month-old babies that asking for milk or touching them is assault. Not joking. It's coming up. We also have Elon Musk subpoenaed by U.S. Virgin Islands as part of lawsuit in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Is Elon Musk connected? And I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk, but wait till we get to this article. The Virgin Islands admits that they had no evidence he was ever with Jeffrey Epstein or on the island, but that Epstein's documents show he, quote, turned over information from high-value rich people to someone else, so that because he's rich, he's now a suspect. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is on the list dozens of times going to the island. He's not being investigated. We're going to get to that. Big article on Zero Hedge. America's powerful intellectual class finds joy in making us obey and be compliant. Warren's top scholar. We've got a backlash. Miller Lite has said, hey, hold my beer to Budweiser. Putting out a video just as crazy as the Dylan Mulvaney video. We've got a bunch of economy news. So much here to cover today. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to your phone calls to Rockstar, Patrick, Zion, John, Pete, Wayne, Steve, Jim, Jordan, Doug, and others. First up, Zion in Maine. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. Glad to be on your show. Thank you for having me. I have a bit of breaking news. So with the Title 42, and I know this is a bit off topic, but with the
No, there's no topic. That's why it's totally open phones. Any subject you want. I threw out some topics I'd like to hear from you on, but it's open phones, brother.
So with this Title 42 thing, I'm sitting right next to Portland International Jetport right now. And overnight, I actually have been kept up because there have been airplanes, and I know the airplane routes, have been coming in from different angles. There's actually big things about noise ordinances near the airport, so they come in a different angle. But they've been coming in the old route, these planes, and I'm actually so close to the airport that I can just walk over there and see what's going on. And there is a bunch of black vans and feds and Antifa garbage. And I'm pretty sure they're bringing in immigrants because I've been seeing planes full of people getting unloaded and sent off on buses throughout the great state of Maine.
Well, sir, there's no doubt they're shipping a ton of people to the areas in the East Coast, particularly Maine, and to that big military base that's up there. Is that the airport you're by?
I don't know. But
are you in Bangor?
No, I'm in Portland. That's why. That's a couple hours north.
Yeah, well, but this is what I love. You know, you've called in with an anecdote example, and that's important. That's great. Sir, it's confirmed hundreds of thousands a month come across. They put them on planes and fly them across the country. So, yeah, they have secret 2 in the morning flights to New York, to Florida, to North Texas, to California, to Maine, to Michigan. Every state they're flying them to. So, yeah, I mean, if you're seeing vans pull up in the middle of the night for a bunch of planes that only normally land there, you should go up to the fence and get video of it and put it out. But, yeah, I mean, of course it's going on.
That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'd be glad to send it to y'all. I'm going to put it on my channel and everything.
What is your channel? And CC it to showtips@infowars.com. But what's your channel?
My channel is MAGA1488. I'm on YouTube and on Rumble.
Well, do it, brother. That is what you should be doing. But, yes, it's going on. It's happening. Our government facilitates the illegal invasion. Thank you, Zion. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. About 4 weeks ago, I came down with a virus. On Monday, it started out with a small cough. Tuesday, it was a major cough, and I just took a nosedive right into my lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for 8 days, I couldn't lay down and sleep at night because all my lungs were gurgling and I was coughing. I had to sleep in a chair for 8 days.
Yeah, that's COVID. Yeah, and they say COVID's dead. It's not. It keeps mutating because they gave those vaccines that caused the mutation.
Well, my lady friend's daughter, who's a school teacher in Austin, has been going through the Austin school district. She came down with it. She went to the doctor and they took tests and they said, well, it's not the COVID. They said, we never seen this before. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, because once it mutates, they can't track it with that test. But it's a mutation. It's happening everywhere. There's more COVID deaths this year than last year. And it's not that killing folks with ventilators. They created this mutagenic system.
It took, 8 days. Luckily, I know everything about
what. Believe me, you don't have to tell me about it. I've never had anything like it when I had it 2 years ago. People say it isn't real. They're full of crap. It is something else.
Well, I've had the regular COVID, I've had the Delta variant, and I had the Omicron a couple times, the milder version. This was worse than that. There was a couple of days where I thought maybe I ain't going to make it.
I hear you. It's scary as hell. No, they've hit us hard, brother. And they're using the COVID release as a cover for a bunch of other stuff they're releasing, believe me. And that's what they mean by, oh, it's over, the new thing's coming, is because they are mad scientist eugenicists, John. And, John, I recognize your voice. You've been calling decades. So good to have you call. I'm glad I didn't kill you, brother.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm still hanging in there, too, Alex.
What'd you take? Because let me tell you, inhalable steroids, ivermectin, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin work like a charm.
Yeah, well, I took vitamins, anything antiviral, the supplements. I took quinine water. I boosted it with my own homebrewed quinine, boosted it up. I took about 4 aspirin a day, and of course, the Dr. Zelenko, when I had a delivery, when Dr. Zelenko was on there, he basically saved my life because it was going down on my lungs, too. And when I started taking Quercetin, after they told me, it came right up out of my lungs, and they went away.
Well, that's right, and we have a lowering life expectancy worldwide. They have hit us. Did you hear about the military 500% increase in HIV since the vaccine?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard you talking about it.
I mean, they are, brother, they are hitting us hard. Good to hear you're better, John. God bless you. Yeah, it's bad. These bastards. In fact, a bastard is a great person compared to these people. That's not a fair name. He's murdering satanic criminals. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Nope. Got to go to break. Sorry. Didn't look at the clock. We'll come right back to you, Steve. Everybody else, the orders, your calls are received. Infowars.com, band.video, newswars.com. Have you shared those links? Because you're the real power. When you decide to get off the bench, take action, nothing stops you. You don't, we lose. Share. MadMaxWorld.tv. MadMaxWorld.tv. It's one word. MadMaxWorld.tv.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. and there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going right back to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I just want to say this again. We have millions of viewers and listeners. You're amazing. You spread the word. It's incredible. But you really are the power of this broadcast. If you don't take action, the dog doesn't die. And separately, we have great products, water filtration, air filtration, that are the highest quality, highest rated for the lowest price you're going to find. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements like X3, the very best iodine, the missing link. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities in the world because they don't have iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine. The government's lowered the daily allowance you're supposed to have. It is the thing that energizes your brain, your cells, and so much more. X3 back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have the ultimate krill oil, the fish oil, highest quality there, sugar for your brain, your body, your heart. It's incredible. We have 10-hour clean energy, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, discounted, all at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, get a great reset in the War for the World, my book, either signed or unsigned. Get a film, get a T-shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. We have other great products there, like the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood to clean that out. God has given us so many great compounds. We have the highest quality CBD oil at more than half off what any competitors sell. The same 1,000-milligram systems for. So CBD oil, whatever it is you need, InfoWarsStore.com. We have turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. It's the same from a different manufacturer, the same thing as bodies. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A very small percentage of you ever go to the store, ever buy anything. You really need these products. You're missing out. Plus, we need to stay on air. That's a win-win. The only way we lose is you not taking action. So make the commitment in the fight to try these great products out. For those of you on the fence, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for your support and salute you. All right. Up next, Steve in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for getting me on. Hey, I just want to call, where are the dang Republicans on anything? You know, they're not anywhere on the border. They're not talking about trying to get out of the UN or the WEF. They're not talking about arresting Gates or Fauci and moving on him. Nothing. They're just, McCarthy's just nothing. I'm thinking a way to get out of this, because Carlin says you can't vote. If voting mattered, they wouldn't let you do it. So I'm thinking send Davos or Bilderberg a nice, big, fat, juicy scud next time they meet, and that'll get their attention. What do you think?
Well, you're putting me on the spot there. Does Bill Gates deserve to go to prison? Does Klaus Schwab deserve to go to prison? Does Barack Obama deserve to go to prison? Yes, but I can't sit here and call for violence when I'm not the one doing it. And so I'm going to work as hard as I can to fix this peacefully. And at the point that we move to violence means we've really not done our job. But the Republican leadership, you know, there are a lot of people like Josh Hawley and even Ted Cruz, though I don't trust him, and Senator Paul and a lot of others that are actually telling the truth. They're just not getting magnified what's happening. They have been exposing a lot of things in hearings. But, yeah, it's you're right. It's not strong enough. But I would say if the globalists did have the fear of God in them, they would stop doing what they're doing. They're doing all this because they feel like there's no repercussions. The problem is that, I mean, who's going to make these decisions? Who's going to do this? Because if we had a Hitler that could be taken out, like they tried in Operation Valkyrie, then I would say take Hitler out. But it's a bureaucracy. It's a mindset. It's a spirit. It's a system. It's a oligarchy. And so you have to ideologically fight it and also not support it. Because let me tell you, you know shark teeth. They got 6-7 rows growing when the one row goes up. And more teeth are always growing. And so you take out one row of teeth, they got another row of teeth. You got to kill the shark. You got to kill the idea. You got to expose the whole satanic system. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. So does a scud on top of Davos. But
well, I'll say this, and I don't want anybody to carry out anything offensive or violent, because they'll spin it against us, probably do it to themselves as opposed to saviors. I would not cry if God struck all of them with a bolt of lightning. But God says vengeance is mine, so that's where I'm at.
I hear you. I guess we'll just keep on keeping on. There's something that I've been doing that other people could do that might help wake the sleeping masses up, is I had cards printed up with your website and, you know, other websites, AE 911 Truth, Geoengineering Watch, that kind of stuff. I ordered some cards from Geoengineering Watch, and I just hand them out. Put them in gas pumps, leave them in stores, give a bundle of them to my friends and stuff, and have them do it. I don't know. It's something to get the name and get stuff out there.
Well, let me say this, brother. I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, Steve. They've well passed the line of where we have a right defensively to defend ourselves. You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi says the force is for defense and knowledge, never for attack. But we got to be wise as serpents, peaceful as doves, and realize that anything we do, they're going to spit against us. And they've got 10 deep people ready to take their place. We have to pull out of their system, not comply, expose it every day. And believe me, it's not going well for them. I mean, they plan to keep the lockdowns going. They already plan to have forced injections. They've had to back off that. They hurt a lot of people in the process. But as bad as it is, because the people like you, Steve, on the grassroots, on the ground, who aren't AstroTurf, we got a fighting chance. So keep up what you're doing, and God bless you. And look, I don't know what I'd do if I saw Bill Gates on the street. And that's a decision for you to make. But if Joe, here's a microcosm, okay? If Joe Biden goes out to talk at some union somewhere, and somebody smuggles a handgun in and shoots him twice in the chest, would it be good that Joe Biden was shot and died on the podium, or bad? Now, kind of let the Jeopardy music play. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Isn't that the Jeopardy music? See if you guys can pull it up. Would it be good? Maybe I should ask that question. I'm not calling for it. Don't spin that media. Would it be good if Joe Biden, or if somebody got in the crowd behind him and smuggled in a knife and jumped on him from behind and stabbed him right in the back of the neck and killed him? Would it be good? Do 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 do. Come on, you know the answer. It would turn that crypt keeper, that blob, that hated monster, that person turning everybody off against them. They wanted a puppet, they got one. That would turn him into a martyr. That would turn him into a victim. In fact, if I was on a stage with Joe Biden and somebody pulled a gun out to shoot him, I would jump in front of the bullets. I would. But I wouldn't be on a stage with Biden. Not because I like Biden. I hate him. I want to politically destroy him. I want to politically, nonviolently assassinate his ideas. And so, I would jump in front of bullets for Joe Biden, because I don't want that sack of pedophilic garbage to be a victim. I want to take the system back. I want to indict him. I want to see him in prison. And I want to see his son in prison. And I want to see his controllers in prison. And if the jury gives him the death penalty for human trafficking and all of it, hey, great. Once they're convicted, and once they've had their appeal, I will volunteer to release the poison gas, or to pull the lever on the electric chair, or to give the order for the firing squad. But not until they're convicted, due process, because we're not like them. But he's a puppet. We don't want a hair on his pedophile head harmed, because that's how they will grab victory from the jaws of defeat. Ask yourselves, if Joe Biden was driving in his motorcade, and some right-winger, you know, be the feds, planted 20 pounds of explosives in the road, and it blew the car up. It's armored. It wouldn't go through it, but it would blow the car up, and it falls, and he breaks his neck. Would it be good if Joe Biden got blown off a highway, or bad? It would be bad. Pray that he doesn't get assassinated. Pray they don't use that as the igniter to take over society. Pray. Don't go out and start anything, folks. And don't go out and kill anybody. We are destroying Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros. In fact, I got a George Soros story. Where is it? I got it right here. About this exact subject when we come back. And then your phone call. Stay with us. Michael Young coming up.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Folks are having a lot of fun online with George Soros and what he tweeted yesterday. Last time I checked, it had 4 million views. That was last night. It's probably a lot more today. But he said, I've not had a heart attack. Here's a little clip of Soros.
So, it's a tragic role that they are playing because of the tremendous pain.
It's quite the metaphor. All right, so I saw this yesterday and had like 4 million views. We can put the tweet up right now and see what it has now, but I shouldn't do this, but it's a guilty pleasure. I was not driving myself. I had a great security guy with me after I was on Crowder's show yesterday. Then I hosted my own show. Then we got in the car and drove back 3.5 hours from Dallas. And so I took about an hour nap because I barely got any sleep the night before. Got in Dallas about midnight, got about 6 a.m. Hadn't slept too well. So, but for about an hour, I got online and I read, as a guilty pleasure, hundreds of the 10,000 comments. That's how many were there. And 99% of them were anti-George Soros, which shows, even on Twitter, how's it going for the New World Order. And what was his tweet? What were they responding to? I'll show it to you. Twitter users disappointed George Soros still alive. Here's the InfoWars.com article. He said, rumors that I had a heart attack are completely false. I am alive and healthy. I think that's a lie that he's healthy. Soros wrote in response to the rumors of his demise. And again, it's 5.5 million views right now, so it was 4 million yesterday. So, tens of thousands of comments. I spent probably 30 minutes I didn't have reading them, and I think I saw one comment that was friendly out of hundreds. So, all his PR isn't going too well for all the crimes that he has, all the crimes that he's committed. But I think Mark Twain said it best. He said, I've never wished a man dead, but I have read some obituaries with great pleasure. Yeah, don't worry. Old Satan's got hell in his little red pajamas heated up really nice for you, Bubba. So you can run, but you can't hide. Overthrown so many countries, stole so many pension funds, was a Nazi collaborator, ADL king, and he can try whatever he wants, but nobody is going along with what you're doing. Nobody is buying into your garbage. Yeah, so while we take calls, let's just scroll through the tweets about George Soros and his untimely death that did not happen. And so, see, he's living a living death. Almost everyone hates him. He's seen and reviled. And so, what would it do if somebody killed George Soros? He's already dead spiritually. It would make him a victim. No, we don't want to kill George Soros. He's already got his empire, his system. It's like BlackRock. We don't want to kill Larry Fink that has quadrillions under management. We want to kill his operation with the state attorney generals and other leaders saying you're not going to bring in SEGs and UN control and social credit scores, which is happening. We kill their operation. We kill their program. We pull out of it. We don't support it. We don't submit. They got plenty of evil people lined up behind them ready to cover, carry this out. We kill their operation. All right, let's go to Jordan in Michigan. Jordan, thanks for holding here on the air.
Jones, can you hear me, sir?
I can, brother. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, sir. First of all, quick plug, Brainforce Plus. Love it. The only downside is that I wish it was more than one capsule, but that's why I buy two capsules per shipment. With that said, I'm starting to become a fully licensed personal financial advisor, and my VP recommends that I listen to Fox Business and CNN Business and find the truth in the middle when it comes to giving my clients financial advice. Do you believe that to be true, or do you have a better recommendation for all of us, sir?
I think that's absolutely idiotic. I think Fox Business overall is 100 times better than CNN Business. CNN's total deception to manipulate you. CNBC with their advisors, particularly Cramer, is the worst. They're worse than CNN. So the bottom is Cramer. Cramer always tells retail investors, invest in something before they implode it. So he's the pump and dump king or prop up king. It's not always a pump and dump. Sometimes it's an old company. So do the opposite of what Cramer says. I wouldn't even listen to CNN. And Fox Business, I would say, I watch it quite a bit. I'd say it's not super sophisticated, but it's okay. You should be reading Zero Hedge for your financial information. I would be getting Zero Hedge, that's what I do. But, investing to me is a moral thing. And so, obviously, defense stocks are going to go up. Obviously, biotech stocks. I could have invested in Pfizer. I don't do that. So I make moral decisions. And I'm not saying you're bad to invest places. I'm not in the stock market. Though I follow it. Trends Journal is great as well. And so that's where I'm at. It's very, very, very hard to morally invest. But I was just saying, look at BlackRock. You can pick and choose what you do there and say, I'm not going to invest in SEGs, which, again, are UN controls over businesses. So in a way, it's like asking cops, don't quit the force, even though it's corrupt, even though Democrats run it, because they're going to put bad people in. So I'm saying, for those that are in it, just try to invest as best you can against the globalists, but you're not going to make as much money. I mean, if you go with Satan, you're going to do better. So it's a very sophisticated question about the right way to do it. And because it's so crazy, I decided not to invest in the stock market, even though I would have done quite well. And I've told, you know, people and others what I thought was the best bets. They've almost always turned out to be accurate. But a lot of that is I know so many people that it can be called insider trading, what I know. But Congress, they're allowed to insider trade. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. This is why I asked the question, because I wanted to morally and ethically give my future clients the proper advice, because while, yes, there are some companies out there that do make a whole lot of money through the stock market, they may not be morally or ethically appropriate.
Well, I think as an advisor, you tell them, you can invest with this, and this is where you'll make more money. Or you can bet on things that are promoting humanity, and I would guess spiritually, and this is how it works, if they're diversified with more independent liberty companies, they're going to end up making more money in the end. There's always the safe bet, 10% a year or whatever, with BlackRock or whatever. But if people actually did real research and went out and found smaller companies and things that spread things out, I would predict they'd do better. But I'm not giving that advice out, because all I can do is learn the news and know what's going on there. If I try to just focus on stocks, it would take my life over. But it's a very complex issue.
That's about right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm sure everybody saw last week, we never played the clip, we should have. Warren Buffett had his yearly meeting, and there was thousands of shareholders there. And one of their major shareholders gets up, very, you know, successful company, rich guy himself, and he says, hey, what about you and Jeffrey Epstein and the Jeffrey Epstein's Island? Bill Gates is here. They had him arrested. So that guy owns a big piece of Berkshire Hathaway. He's not bad. He's invested in that. And he's morally there challenging it. So you can either invest in evil companies and try to change them because you're inside of them, or you cannot invest. But it's a whole universe that is so big that I can't sit here and lie to you and say I know what to do, because it's just not my bailiwick. Thank you, Jordan. I would invest in being close to God. I would invest in praying. I would invest in family. I would invest in relationships. I would invest in your personal health. Not that I'm perfect. I just know that's the thing to do. And then I would invest in being as frugal as possible, not being in debt, and just getting right with God. I think that's the most important. And self-defense. I would invest in guns and ammo. Patrick in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to recognize anybody that might have lost a loved one or family member to COVID or the vaccines. And we lost our dad in January.
Hold on. I don't want to cut you off, but I apologize. Don't hang up, Patrick. I didn't look at the clock. We only had a minute left. I'm going to come right back to you ahead of Michael Yon. I'm going to give you the full 5 minutes, because just this weekend I was praying Saturday evening before I went to bed on my knees for about 30 minutes. And God said to me, the Holy Spirit said, conservatives and Christians are not victims, we're overcomers. But we don't make a big enough deal about how many people we lost and what the enemy did to us. And we're the victims of a bio attack and the victims of a bio attack through a shot and a chemical attack. And that we really should get people out there to know that we're veterans of a biological war. Every man, woman, and child in the world. And that the people that did this are going to do it again, and they're getting ready to do it again. That was really laid on my heart. That we should remember those and really talk about those that were murdered. God put that on my heart.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.